Guys and girls, what is up? My name is Jesse Daly. Welcome back to Behind the Sign, the Daily Show Advice for Actors. I have like four names for this this podcast. welcome back. Behind the Sign, just for those of you who are new, is a reference to Behind the Hollywood Sign. I have a blog called Behind the Sign Blog. BehindTheSignBlog.com is the address. And I interview entertainment industry professionals, and I just share thoughts, you know, and lessons that I've learned about the entertainment business and acting, basically what I'm doing on this podcast, hence the name is the same. And again, thanks to my friend Lucas, who helped me to connect those dots and helped me to, you know, name it Behind the Sign. Anyway, welcome back to the podcast. In the last episode, we talked about five tips on how to find and sign with a talent agent. And I quickly wanted to follow that episode up by mentioning to all of you what qualities I personally believe that you should look for when you are meeting with your talent agent. So, or your prospective talent agent or manager. So let's say that, you know, you apply some of the tips that I pointed out in the last podcast episode, and you have a meeting with a talent agent. First of all, congratulations, you did it. You should be very proud of yourself. Now, when you go to this meeting, there are a couple of things to keep in mind. And these are things that I really wish I would have known when I was younger, because, you know, I just didn't. And obviously, I think it would have helped me a lot. So I'm going to hopefully help all of you. That's my goal of this podcast. Again, I'm just a regular dude. As I said last time, I'm not really regular. I'm kind of weird, I guess. But that's why I'm an actor. It's fun, you know? I think all actors are a little crazy in a good way. And if you're an actor, you certainly understand that. I always say people that that are actually crazy, like, don't know that they're crazy, but people that are not crazy, you know, understand that they're, you know, or how do I phrase this? I'm not going to try to edit this. I always say that people who are actually crazy do not know that they're crazy. People who are, you know, just kind of fun, loving, crazy people know they're a little crazy, and that's fine. Anyway, I apologize for the lack of editing on this, but I just feel like it's more genuine just to talk to you like my friends, and this is kind of how I talk. I'm just kind of all over the place a little bit. Okay, so back to what I was just saying. Let's say you have a meeting with a talent agent. When you go to that meeting, guys and girls, and again, this is my personal opinion, shake their hand. There's a lot of people that don't shake hands in this business, and personally, I don't like it, and I think it's disrespectful. Now, I can say that because I'm a total germaphobe. I can't stand germs. Any of my friends who are listening to this know that I have hand sanitizer and like hand soap and just everything you can possibly think of all the time, because I just don't like germs. It's like a little issue, I guess, I have. For someone who has that kind of an issue, even I would never not shake someone's hand. So be aware of that. It's a sign of, in my opinion, of disrespect, and there is absolutely no reason why you should be disrespected. I can almost guarantee you that if you walked into, I had a meeting recently, I'm not going to mention who the agency was, but I had a meeting where I walked into the office, and both agents that I met with just refused to shake my hand. And it just, you know, I mean, again, I get it to a certain extent, because again, being a germaphobe, you know, I can understand that to a certain extent. But what that shows, you know,
in my opinion, as an actor, you know, and they're meeting a lot of people. But what it shows is that if they're not shaking your hand, it's a sign of, it's like a power imbalance. And it's like a sign of being like, oh, I don't want to touch you. You're dirty. You know, I hope that that's not the intent for agents or casting directors that are maybe listening to this and that are, you know, that behave this way. But everyone who does this needs to be aware that by not shaking an actor's hand, it is very, very, very disrespectful. And I can almost guarantee that if you are an actor who is an A-lister, you better believe they're going to shake your hand. So you have to think of yourself as being just as valuable, which you are, as everybody else, whether you're a celebrity or you're someone like myself who is not a celebrity and you're just, you know, pursuing a passion, a career, you know, a dream and a job. You deserve respect. So that is one thing that I would like to preface all of that with. I think handshakes are very important. And again, there's a lot of debate with that in this business. But I feel, being a germaphobe, that I can speak on that pretty well, and in the way of understanding why, you know, people might not want to shake hands, but it's a sign of disrespect. So anyway, be aware of that. So when you go into your meeting after, hopefully, they shake your hand, you should pay attention to how the agent treats you. Remember that you are hiring the agent. It's not the other way around. And I think that certain agents will try to, you know, manipulate this meeting to make it seem as though, you know, you need them in order to be successful. And it is true that hiring a talent agent or a talent manager can absolutely help you to attain levels of your career that you may not have been able to do without their help. As I mentioned in my last episode too, there are just like similar to a real estate agent, talent agents have access to different casting notices that are only available to agents and managers. So in that regard, and of course the industry connections that they have, and in those regards, it's very important to have a good talent agent or manager, but you are hiring them. So make sure that you go in there and show your prospective agent why you two would be a good fit together, and ask questions coming from a perspective of that you are the business, you are the product, and you have the potential to make this person a ton of money. So go in there with confidence and ask questions that are going to reflect your, you know, are going to help you get answers on what you are looking for out of the partnership. It's like any other relationship, guys and girls, whether it's a friendship or an intimate relationship or a business partnership, you both want to be on the same page and you both want to be excited about one another. Because if one party is not into it, or is not going to dedicate time to the relationship, it won't work. So both parties have to be on the same page from the beginning. And with your talent agent, I believe it's really important to express to them what you want to do and ask them how can they help you. And just really, you know, keep in mind at all times that you are hiring them. It's not the other way around. So, in my personal experience, the agents, I've worked with lots of agents and managers, and the most successful partnerships in business that I've had are with kind people. And you know, people that don't have an ego or are on some kind of a power trip, you know, and or you know, that, you know, an agency that has way too many clients than they can really, you know, adequately handle. You want to be with someone who treats you with respect and can help you to achieve the goals that you want to achieve, and you want to be with someone who is, you know, has a good reputation. Now, just as an example with that, if, and this isn't always true because there's always exceptions, but, you know, you can learn a lot about a talent agent or manager simply by going on Google and typing in their name. Now, if a lot of stuff comes up that is not good, like articles about either financial problems or reviews from people that have worked with these people that are, you know, these agents or managers that are not good reviews. Now, obviously, you know, you have to decide this for yourself. You can't only go off of reviews or other people's opinions. But if there is a lot of information out there that is not good about an individual or a company, chances are, I'm going to go on a limb here and say, chances are that's probably coming from some sort of truth. Not always, but the chance of you know, there being multiple negative, you know, reviews or feedback about a company, you know, usually can give you some kind of an indication about what you're facing. Still, even so, you know, for example, I've had agents and managers reach out to me that have wanted to sign me, and I've did my due diligence and read about these individuals, and you know, more often than not, it's all positive stuff. Some of the ones that were negative, I just filed it away, and I still went to the meeting to determine if that was a good fit for me, you know, personally. So basically, before I ramble on more, you know, and more about this, essentially what I want to convey here is that when you go into this meeting, you are the talent, you are the gift to this agent. And there are a lot of fantastic agents out there. Some of the nicest people ever that I've been able to meet in this business are talent agents. But there are some that are not nice, just like in every other industry. Just remember that you deserve to be treated with respect and kindness, and that you are hiring an agent. They don't have any power over you in terms of anything. And of course, if you get any kind of weird vibe from someone, like, you know, I mean, obviously, this should go without saying, but never meet an agent or a manager at their home or anything like that. You know, always just be careful, you know, when you're meeting anybody in life. You know, always meet in a public place or at their office. So, you know, there have been times when agents and managers have asked me if I can meet them at, like, a Starbucks, for example. Of course, that's completely fine. Never in a zillion years would I go to their house without knowing who they are, you know? So always just be, you know, just be on the side of caution with everything. And if there's any kind of weird vibe at all that you get from someone that they're behaving in some kind of inappropriate manner, report it to the Screen Actors Guild, report it to everyone, as many people as you need to or want to. You know, we are facing a time in this industry where a lot of people in power are understanding now that they can't get away with, you know, treating people badly. I mean, obviously, we've seen a lot of that with the Me Too movement, and you know, and I think that it's, you know, it's so important for all of us to demand respect and to protect ourselves and to never let anyone hurt us. I have so much respect for everyone who has participated in the Me Too movement and just anyone who has stood up against mistreatment and abuse in any form. So anyway, guys and girls, I hope that this podcast episode gives you some insight into your meeting with a talent agent. Ask as many questions as you have. Take as much time as you need. And remember that you deserve the best. And that's true in every relationship. So please follow me at twitter.com/JesseDaily, instagram.com/JesseDaily47. Check out behindthesignblog.com. There's going to be some new interviews coming up soon. I have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/JesseDaily. And as I always say, if you would like to have a one-on-one consultation, via Skype or whatever it may be to discuss some of your thoughts on your, if you have questions about an acting career that you're wanting to pursue and you have questions that I haven't answered, book a call with me. I will give you a discount, and I would love to, help you to be a consultant in a way for your career. All right, guys and girls, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day, and remember that you deserve the best. You deserve respect and love, and keeping true to who you are. Until next time, peace out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.